grew tobacco. I believe that was in 1928. Mm-hmm. Now, don't quote me on that. But I could be wrong about that.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't realized that tobacco had come in late like that.
Oh, yeah. In this country. Uh-huh. Now, in the Carolinas, that's where they grew it long before they did in Georgia, you know. Mm-hmm. That is North and South Carolina, because they the manufacturer.
I could be wrong about that.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't realized
that. And that's these children's father and mother. They were the first people that grew tobacco that I knew anything about in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And seemingly that was in 1928.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, now, what about your father's parents? Were they born in this area? Can you tell me something about that?
Yes, ma'am.
And what?
My father's was, yeah.
And tell me a little about them.
Well, they're...
Well, now, what about...
My father's father, I mean, my grandfather, was a crippled man. Paralyzed with his waist down, but anyway, they lived out here, and they lived about 2.5 miles out from Cottonham, back out there, a little place.
My father,
he raised his family there, and he had 10 or 12 children, too.
My goodness.
Large family, all of them, and
they lived out here.
Of course, he ran a blacksmith shop and made axe hills and axe handles, whichever you might call it. And did blacksmith work, and he gave all of his children a farm.
Well, what did a blacksmith do? What?
Well, he shoed horses and things of that nature, you know. Heard of that.
Yeah.
And he would repair things, that is, like wagons and buggies and things like that for people in the country, you know. And then he made these axe handles, and he'd carry them to Metter.
Well,
and Collins down here, up here to Cobbington, sell them and put them in little frames about like rows of glass 6 or 8 inch frames, would be half a dozen axe hells in each frame, and you know, you'd take them in a buggy, wagon,
something. That's very interesting.
Carry them there and you'd sell them, you know, and you'd trade them out groceries and things like that. But he raised his family and gave them all a place of people. But he was crippled. He went on crutches and he crawled everywhere. Right. And his legs paralyzed.
Yeah.
And he was married twice. Married a male first time. That was my mother. I mean, my father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time he married Myron. She came across the river. That's your second wife. And then there were two of them children, Swain and Lilla.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you know your father's mother?
Oh, yeah.
Well, was she raised in this area, too?
No, she was raised across the Hooker River.
That's right.
That's my father's wife. I mean, my grandfather's wife, first wife. Now, he was married twice, my grandfather, but now my grandfather, he wasn't married but once. They were both, like I said, and they were all born and raised right through here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, can you go back any farther than your grandparents? Can you tell me anything about your great-grandparents?
No, ma'am. I had a brother down here the other day from Atlanta.
What?
A preacher from Atlanta. And we went out here to the what they call the Hebron Cemetery, and I'm ashamed to tell it, but back then people didn't put no tombs to people's graves.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we couldn't find that any of those graves. Huh?
I'm going to say make you think so.
Nanny Lou, come in. And Nanny Lou, this is a girl taking your sense.
How are you? All right.
That's my wife. She's...
It's
not
bird.
I've just been working.
I'm asking
your husband
all kinds of questions.
Nanny Lou, come in.
Different parts of the country, people use different words for things.
Nanny Lou, this girl taking your sense.
How are you?
That's my wife.
Farming and things like that.